We are in Simen Tov Reish Nun Aleph. We're up to Sif Yud, and we'll be doing Yud 3 Yud Beis. So we're in the Nanuim of the Lulav. Yakif Derech Yemin Ben Nanuo Mizrach Dorim Mariv Tzofen. The way to do the Nanuim is that you are going to your right. The Gemara says Kol Pino Shatapono Leyu El Shel Yemin. Therefore, you go from Mizrach to Dorim to Mariv and then to Tzofen, and up and down. The Mishnah Berurah brings that there's no difference between a lefty or anyone else. We're talking about Mizrach and Mariv here, and the din of Yamin is not your own Yamin, but it's the Yamin of everybody else. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it, but the Be'er Heitev brings the Minigar Rizal, and that is to do Dorim Tzofen Mizrach up and down, and then Dorim at the end, and then Mariv at the end, excuse me. The Mishnah Berurah here then gives a synopsis of how to do the Nanuim. And what he says is that you should always be facing Mizrach. You hold the lulav next to your body. Then you go ahead and do your first nanua. Say if your nanua is to Mizrach. So you do your nanua to there by bringing it away from you, shaking all the time, and then bringing it back, and away from you and back, and away from you back three times. And then you do that in each one of the directions. And when you're talking about doing behind you, you don't turn around, you stay in your place, and you just move the lulav over your shoulder. And once again, with regard to how to do it down, all you do is you go down with your hand on the bottom of the lulav, and you don't turn the lulav over. Sif Yud Aleph, Tzorach l'chaber esrig l'lulav b'shas na'nuo, ul'ananea b'shneim yachad. You're supposed to put the esrig next to the lulav at the time you shake it, and be menaneh with all of them together. V'chol ananuim, says the Rama, eina ma'ak, mezeder shnaneh yotze b'dieved, the ikar halachi is ulakach them just to do a lakicha, and midrabanan to be menaneh as well. Exactly how you menaneh is only lachatchila, but b'dieved you're yotze in any way. Sif Yud Beis, dalid minim halolu, ma'akvim ze'eze. We learn out of a lakach tem lakicha tama, that if you have only three minim, you're not yotze those three minim either. It's a mitzvah of all four minim. Shem chasil o echad mehem lo yivarech al hashar. That if you're missing one, you can't make a brach on the others. Avol not lon lezecher bi alma. You just take them as a zecher. Bein b'yom rishon, bein b'shar yomim, on the first day and on any other day also. You take it as a zecher. And of course, you cannot make a brach on it either. Now, when you take it as a zecher, so you have to have kavana shalol l'shem mitzvah. Because if you're having kavana l'shem mitzvah, then you're over on Bal Tigra. The same way there's a Bal Tosef, there's a Bal Tigra. You can't take five minim, you can't take three minim. Now the Tans says that what happens if you were yotze the arba minim and then you pick up three of them? So he says that even there, the halachi is that you have to have kavana shalol lotzeis. And l'maisa the achronim are cholik. That it's only b'shas mitzvah that shalob b'chavana there will be a Bal Tigra. Now, if you don't have all four minim in front of you now, the Ramban Shita is that if you know that you're going to be able to get hold of another one later, then the halacha is you can make a bracha on whatever minim you have now, and then you'll take the other one later and make a bracha on that. The Rambam Shita is that all four have to be in front of you, even if you pick up one at a time. So we'll see the Mechaber ends up paskening like the Rambam. What happens if you had Dalad Minim in front of you and you picked them up one at a time? We said that you're Yotze. V'mhayu arbata mitzuyim etzlo v'notom echad echad Yotze. That's the Mechaber. Says the Rama Hago, obavachi yukulam lefonav. He's passing like the Rambam and not the Ramban. V'yitol halulav tchilo v'yivarech al halulav v'dato gama al archeirim. If you can't lift all four at the same time, just pick up the lulav, say alantilas lulav with a kavanav for all of them. In the case of taking it lezecher ba'alma, because it gets complicated with Bal Tigra, the Marshal said that only the Shatz should take it, but Lamaisa, a lot of Achronim argue with him. In this case, where you're picking up one at a time, although you're Yotza, you're better off than at the end taking them all together anyhow. Imsoch b'neim tzarech levarach al kol echad b'fnei atzma. What happens if you had all four in front of you, you made al tilas lulav, picked up the lulav, and then spoke? So according to the Ramah, you'll have to make a new bracha on whatever min you're left with. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a similar case where you made a bracha thinking that you had all four min, you were holding all four minim, and then you find out that, say, there were no hadasim there. So now when you put the hadasim in there, you have to make a bracha. And the bracha there is al netilas eitz avos. For the hadas, the bracha would be al netilas hadas. The lulav is, of course, al netilas lulav, and the esrig would be al netilas esrig. Now, the Mishnah Berurah even says further that if this happened on the first day, you'll have to make a new shechiyonu for that added min. Now, what happens if this was all where you had the minim in front of you, just you thought that it was in your lulav and it wasn't? What happens if it wasn't in front of you altogether, it was in another house? So there you weren't yotze anything. Remember, we paskin like the Rambam. So there you would have to say an al netilas lulav over again.